All right, on this Thursday morning, a lot of really difficult decisions have had to be made rapidly in the last several days. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in particular, has had to make a lot of these decisions, and she's on the line with us right now. Governor, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this has been quite a week. How would you assess Michigan's response to COVID-19 thus far?
Well, I think that we are moving swiftly and thoughtfully with the best science and facts and doing what we know to be in the best interest of the public health. I think it's jarring, to be honest, and I know it's certainly been disruptive to people's lives, but acknowledging that last Tuesday we had two cases and now we've got well over 100 cases. We've had our first casualty to the virus. We're feeling it in our economy. It's really important that we be aggressive because we want to flatten the curve. We don't want to look like Italy in 10 more days where there's a complete shutdown of all things. We want to try to see if we can flatten this curve by ensuring that the public doesn't continue to spread this virus throughout the community.
I know earlier this week you were critical of the federal government's response. The president called you out and said, hey, you're supposed to be doing your job. Who is, responsible for example, getting us more test capability and things like that? And what should the federal government's response be here?
Well, you know, I'm not spoiling for a fight with the White House. What I want is I need tests. We need resources to process those tests. We need clear and swift guidance from the federal government. We need to be mobilizing a nationwide strategy. And for the first part of this, virus confronting the United States, the administration was calling it a hoax and undermining it. And I think undermining our efforts to be aggressive and to protect people. They're taking it seriously now, and I'm grateful for that. We need them to ramp up the tests, though. I think that's a frustration that is not unique to me or Michigan. It is a nationwide problem. Other countries are testing as many people as we have total in a matter of days. And the United States is a world superpower. We should be on the front edge of what's happening around globally, and we're behind. And so it's really been on governors to be aggressive. I've shared all of the actions I've taken since February, well ahead of when it even presented in Michigan, because we knew it was a matter of time, not a question of if. And so I'm trying to make sure that we continue to push the federal government to get more aggressive as well.
There's obviously a very big financial component here. A lot of companies not making money right now. A lot of workers not making money either. What's being done for them?
Well, you know, we are working incredibly hard to support people who are out of work and to support business as having to shut down because of this virus. This is going to be hard on our economy, there's no question. And when you talk about an economy, you're really talking about people and their ability to take care of themselves and their ability to, take care of their families. And so the most important thing that I hope everyone takes from this is how serious this is and how critical it is that everyone does their part. We can slow community spread by observing the CDC recommendations about social distancing and personal hygiene. We can limit how long this impacts our economy if we all take some responsibility here and do what we can do. And that's why we're calling on everyone. There's not an age group that is not vulnerable to this virus. We've seen it in our testing here in Michigan. We've had everyone from a 5-year-old to 20-year-olds, to 30-year-olds, every generation has had impacts from this. But the people that I think I really want to impress upon are the people that are healthy, who are asymptomatic, who maybe don't appreciate that they can be carrying COVID-19 and not even know it. And that's why it's important for every one of us to do our part. The quicker that we mitigate community spread, the quicker we can get our economy bounced back, and the fewer people that will lose their lives from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is life or death stuff. That's very important. Unemployment benefits for those that aren't able to work during this time because their boss is telling them to stay home. Can they file for unemployment? And is that being maybe accelerated a little bit for those folks?
They can. And one of the things that I did via executive order was I extended unemployment from 20 weeks to 26 weeks. I needed to do that so that we could draw down more more support from the federal government when they make that support available. If it had still been only 20 weeks, that's a month and a half worth of help that we would have just left on the table. And that's why it was the right thing to do when I did it. I know it's not been without a little controversy, but I did it so that we can draw as much support into our state for the people that are unemployed now. And so applications for unemployment have gone up incredibly. And we're working really hard to make sure that we are giving every bit of support that we can to people who are struggling right now, especially.
I know there are a lot of employers who want to make sure that their employees are cared for and taken care of. Are the things that employers should be doing in terms of, saying that their employees are laid off or just not scheduling hours? Is there something for employers to consider during this time?
Well, we're working with the Small Business Administration to ensure that loans are available. We have done a number of things about cutting red tape in state government to assist small business. When we moved forward and closed bars, we permitted restaurants to stay open for carry out food so that people don't lose access to food, but also to help the small businesses continue to serve customers. We are very mindful in this administration of the impact on small business and the real need to make sure that we mitigate how hard this hits. It weighs heavily on me. I can assure you of that. Each of the decisions that I've made are always with robust debate and thoughtful conversation about the consequences. But at this point, it is so crucial that we are aggressive to mitigate the spread of this virus that we're always going to put public health front and center in the decisions that we're making, but with an eye toward what does it mean for our economy as well. It is going to be hard on Michigan. I can tell you that. When the big three shut down, that tells you how serious this is, and it also tells you that we are going to have to grit our teeth and get through this together. Tough times don't last, but tough people do, is a quote that I've been reminded of often, and I think the Michiganders are tough, but we got to take care of one another.
I'm going to ask you finally the question, Governor, that nobody has the answer to, but I've got to ask it anyway. When will the bars and restaurants and theaters and schools reopen?
Well, I can tell you this. If everyone does their part, if everyone practices the social distancing and does the personal hygiene measures and medically vulnerable people stay home and sick people stay home and people work from home wherever there's that capability, we can flatten the curve, and that means fewer people will die or get sick, and our economy can get back up and running in a shorter time period. If people don't follow it and it continues on longer and longer, it's hard to predict when we might come out of this, and that's why it's so imperative that everyone does their part.
Flatten the curve. Governor, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Be well. Bye-bye.